Callahan, and we have a number of family members who are going to say a few words in her memory. First is a grandson, Aaron Stern, to say a few words.
My grandma, Nana, lived her entire life for her family. We were her life. And I'm so grateful for her to have been such a big part of mine. The last few years were hard, but that is not what I think of when I think of her. When I think of Nana, I will remember curly blonde hair. I'll remember going over to the Factoria house for dinner, just everybody being crazy. I'll remember hot tubbing on that big deck that they had out back. I'll remember that little basketball hoop that they had on that deck and playing horse out there, getting my butt kicked over and over again. I don't think of Hanukkahs and family holidays spent with her. I'll think of amazing food that she used to make for us. And whenever somebody else would try to copy one of her recipes and they'd give it to her and ask her how it would taste, she'd say, it's okay. I will think of the relentless, astounding, unmatchable love that she had for us. And I will strive to show that same amount of love to my family. I'm very thankful to have those memories, and I'm so thankful to have had the opportunity to experience the type of love that only she could give. I will miss you. We will all miss you.
Thank you, Aaron. Now, Ned's grandson, Samson, had to say a few words about his grandmother.
Hi everyone. As I spent the past 36 hours or so reflecting on what an amazing grandma, sister, mother, wife, cousin, and aunt and friend that Nana was, I realized that words cannot describe how much this woman truly loved her family. She was kind, loving, and passionate about everybody that she came across, even if sometimes she was a little too passionate about all of us. In fact, even as I stand here, I can hear her saying to me, "Samson, stand up straight, put your shoulders back, or you're going to go hunchback." And though I'll admit that she sometimes could track me a little bit crazy, I wouldn't want it any other way. I know not every grandchild is blessed enough to have as close a relationship with their Nana as I did and as all of us grandkids did. She was there at every basketball game, every school event, and she always went above and beyond for all of her grandchildren, no matter what the situation. I can't even count the number of times that Aaron and I had sleepovers, went to Nana's, and there was always endless toys, games, cookies, candies, just all around good times. And she was always ecstatic to have us. It was never a burden. There was never another agenda that she needed to finish. She always just loved having us around. It was truly like Disneyland every time we got to go be over there. I'll miss her smile. I'll miss her laugh. I'll miss her determination. And I'll miss the way that she was always so happy to talk to me, no matter what. She always has her grandkids back, even if we were in the wrong. And most of the time, we probably were. I'll even miss those times she drove me crazy, and she would get mad at me if I didn't answer my phone when she would call. And I have to admit, there was even a couple times on purpose when I wouldn't answer, just to see how many times she would actually call me back in a row. And I think her record was 9 times, all complete with voicemails. But after acting like a brat, and I knew that I was a brat because Nana would always tell me, I realized that it was only because she loved me so much that she just wanted to call and just hear my voice and have a short conversation. She's responsible for raising one of the closest, most supportive, most all-out, full-bore loving families that I've ever had the privilege of seeing in this world, let alone being a part of it. She truly was an amazing person. She would always tell Aaron and I how lucky we were to have her as a Nana, and that she was the best Nana in the entire world. But you know what? She was absolutely right. I love you so much, Nana. I'll never forget you, and you'll always be with me. Thank you.
Thank you, Samson. And I'll call upon Annette's son, Alan, to say a few words.
Bear with me. I'm supposedly being... strongest man in our family. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it through this. First and foremost, I'd like to thank you all for being here today. I'm sure that Mom had a special place in her heart for each and every one of you. She was that kind of person. Our mom had a very special way about her. I believe it was a combination of her generosity and her kindness and love that she pretty much shared with everybody. But if she didn't like you, look out. I've had the honor of receiving so many calls over the last few days telling me how unique of a person that she truly was, and that she will definitely be missed by all of us in our very own way. You know, in thinking back to my high school days, as my son and Aaron said, she always had my back through thick and thin. I remember meeting several new friends and bringing them home. And I have to be honest with you, these were some pretty shady looking characters. But you know, to Mom, it didn't matter. She would make them feel right at home, as if it was their own home. I was always so honored and proud of that. Mom's true passion in life was definitely and always her family. Everything was for her children. That was until, like Samson said, we started having children. And our family started to grow through marriage. Samson and Sarah, Joshua and Amy, Alex and Brittany, Aaron, Matthew, Andrew and Elena. Not to mention all the nieces and nephews and their kids as well. I really, truly saw that the other day my sisters and I went over to her home to get some belongings, and there was literally thousands, I mean thousands, of pictures, little notes and letters from not only us kids, but from the grandkids. Every single picture that I looked at was not only of us, but friends as well, people that were special to her. And on top of that, in every single picture, she had written on the back, so-and-so, date, place. It was unbelievable. You know, as I look back, and I'm going back about 17 years ago, when we lost our father, Isaac, when he went to heaven, a piece of Mom had left us as well, a very large piece. And to be honest, I truly believe she was never, ever able to recover from that. My sisters, Maureen, Terry, and Peggy, you were always the light of Mom's days. You were there through thick and thin, whenever she needed you, and always took care of her needs. My brother Bruce, I want to thank you, not only being there for Maureen and your family, but always being there for Mom as well. She truly thought of you as her own son. My wonderful and beautiful wife, Debbie, Mom loves you more than you'll ever know. Every time I left her, she said, "Honey, make sure to say hi to your beautiful wife." And on top of that, she said, "You make the best burritos ever." I know that in each and every way possible, you're all part of Mom's life. Uncle Ray and Uncle Miso, thank you so much for everything that you did for Mom throughout her lifetime. To her, you were her heroes, her kings, so to speak. She was always so proud and would never leave a doubt in my mind or anyone's mind that you were her brothers. There's a couple other people that I would like to mention that did everything as well for Mom. If it were true being said that there were angels on earth, these couple people would exemplify that. My Aunt Arlene Muscatel, who was like Mom's sister, and Rochelle and Mrs. Strano. Everything that you two did for Mom will never be forgotten. She loved you, too, more than you can ever imagine. I pray that you are all blessed with great health and happiness forever. There's so many things that I could say about my mother, but I would probably be here all day long. I'm sure everyone here today can relate what I'm saying in their own way. I wish that if I had known, I could have done more for Mom than I did. And I hope that she knows that. I honestly believe that when she left us the other night, that her mom and dad and our father was there to take her. I would like to close in saying that for all of you, each and every one of you, that are fortunate enough to have your parents, or just even one of your parents, with you today. Hug them and kiss them. Cherish them as long as you can, because they are truly, truly precious. Make sure to take that time, because that time that passes us, we can never get back. My family, we all had so much love for Mom, and I know for a fact that she loved each and every one of us more so. She taught us in her own way, like no one else could, and that's something that we'll never, ever forget. Our mom truly was an angel. We all need to remember her with smiles and laughter, as she so deserves. And always remember, love is what lets you live on. It's the most powerful thing in the universe. Don't ever take it for granted. Mom, you'll always be in our hearts. I know that you are happy now and not uncomfortable anymore, and you're with Dad. So until we meet again, we'll always think about you and we love you.
Thank you, Al.